glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Not sometimes, not when you feel like it. Always, again, I will say, rejoice. I love that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. I'll tell you what, if you are a child of God, you have a reason to rejoice. You have a song to sing, and you have a hope to declare. Amen. I love that. Happy Thursday to you. It is September 13th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll. I hope you are rejoicing in yet another day today. Welcome to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, on the air because of God's goodness and because of friends like you who pray for us and support this radio ministry. I hope you're having yourself a great week, a kind of a cooler week, I should say. It's been absolutely gorgeous. I just love just getting out in the morning where the sun is rising and it's not too hot. Absolutely gorgeous. I appreciate you joining me today. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days, weeks, and months. I mean, the fall season is going to be beginning. And in fact, coming up on Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, our friends at Living Alternatives will have their Endless Summer Concert in downtown Champaign on the corner of Main and Walnut Streets. And it's a $10 entrance fee, and it all benefits Mercy's Refuge, which is a women's residential home. That's sponsored by Living Alternatives, again, on Saturday, September 22nd at 5 p.m. Also, our great team getting ready to head to Israel here in just a few weeks. So be praying for them as they get ready to tour the Holy Land and make some arrangements and make sure they get this packed away and that packed away and this taken care of and that taken care of. So that's coming up. Looking forward to that for their 11-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land. That's October 3rd through the 13th. So just be praying for those who are involved and those who will be going yet again this year. Well, I'm getting ready for football season. I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so pray for me. Did you see that game last Sunday, by the way, against the Packers? We were looking so good, and then we just gave it up and lost. So anyways, but, you know, you're used to that if you're already a Bears fan. So getting ready for football season, of course. And I thought we would have a nice little treat today preparing for just the upcoming NFL season. I Am Second is a ministry that takes Christian celebrities, well-known people in media, sits them down, and gives them the opportunity to declare why they are second in life and why Christ is first in everything they do. And today here on Mark and Friends, we're going to be playing the testimony of Tony Dungy, the former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, who, if you may not know, is a huge believer, gives honor and glory to Jesus. And we're going to be playing his testimony on why he declares he is second and why Christ is first in his life. So that's coming up right after this. I'll tell you what, you really are going to be in for a treat today, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes.
These are the days of Elijah. Happy Thursday to you, Joey Kroll. It's Mark and Friends today, Great News Radio. And from I Am Second, here's Tony Dungy.
2005 season, we're the number one seed. We've got a great team, a team really without any weaknesses. We've got home field advantage. Everyone's saying it's our year. We end up falling behind to the Steelers in our first round game. We march back. We've got a chance to tie the game up and go into overtime. And Mike Vanderjagt's our kicker, extremely accurate guy, never misses a big kick, and he misses. Pittsburgh goes on to win the Super Bowl. And now you kind of hear from everybody, well, the Colts are never going to win one. They've had all these teams that are really good, but something's missing. And that window of opportunity is going to close up on them. I can remember thinking, man, as good a team as we had, if we don't win it now, we may never win it. And I'm going to have to be okay with that. I think you can glorify the Lord in every circumstance. How you respond to failure, how you respond to disappointment, says a lot more than how you do in successes. God has taken some unexpected things in my life over and over and really, I think, tried to find out if I was going to stay with him or if I was ever going to get to the point where I say, this is too much. I'm going to go my own way. I I started coaching when I was 25 years old. And probably by the time I'd been an assistant coach for 10, 11 years, the word was getting out, this guy might be a good head coach. I started to interview for head coaching jobs, but everyone was looking for that stereotypical coach, looking for the guy who was going to demand perfection from his players, who was going to show that emotion and everything that they expected to see in a head coach. And that wasn't me. How much does this mean to you? How much are you prepared to sacrifice to lead his team? And what's important to you in life? And you know what the man wants to hear, but it's not really what's in your heart. I'm going to give you a lot. I believe I'm going to deliver you a championship, but no, the team is not going to be the most important thing. When I was called to interview at Tampa, I told Lauren, we're not going to get this job. I don't know anybody there. I have no connections. And so when I got the job, I said, you know what? We want to win a Super Bowl, and I believe we will. I want to do it the right way. I want to do it so that our young men are people that the community is going to be proud of. I want to do it in such a way that we're doing the right things with our families, and it's going to be a win-win situation. I believe it can be done, and I believe it can be done here. I came down feeling like, hey, this is where God wants us. We're going to win. Everything's going to be great because this is God's plan. It's not my plan. That's, to me, one of the hardest things in life when you have an idea of the way things are going to go, what you hope for, what you dream about, what you pray for, and it doesn't come through. That's when it's easy to get disappointed with God. Why didn't it work? Why didn't it pan out the way I thought it would? It was one of the biggest disappointments of my life because I did feel like the Lord had brought me down to Tampa. And I had to realize that it worked out. It just didn't work out the way I had planned it. I didn't know at the time when I got fired what I was supposed to do. Was I supposed to look for something in Tampa outside of football, or was I supposed to look for another job, another city? And Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, called me and he said, we're making a change at head coach with the Indianapolis Colts, and you're the guy that I want to be our coach. I believe in all the things that you believe in. We want to do things the right way. We want to win, but win with the right kind of people, and you're the guy to lead us. And that was a message that I really needed to hear at that point. My favorite passage in the Bible is where Christ says, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? And with 31 years in the National Football League, I've seen that a lot. And so to me, that was the thing that I always wanted to tell my players. Don't put this game first. Don't make football everything in your life. How we relate to each other, how we live, what you have in your heart for eternity, how you're responding to the Lord, that's the most important thing. This game will take care of itself. Even though we, you know, for 4 or 5 years had those bitter disappointments at the end of each year, I never gave up. It wasn't to the point where I said, hey, we can never win this thing, but I got to the point where if that is what God has in store, it would be a bitter pill to swallow, but I'm going to be okay with that. We've been through a lot, and our slogan by that time was, it's our time. You know, those disappointments were in the past, but now it's our time, and we got to seize the moment, and we did that. Amazing thing in the locker room. Super Bowls are so different As soon as you win, the celebration starts. You have a ceremony out on the field. It maybe takes 40 minutes to get everybody back together. Many of our players were just waiting. They said, Coach, we've got to finish this one like we have every other game. We've got to have the team prayer. And we asked that the reporters shut their cameras down and let us pray. And I was so proud of the guys for hanging in there and saying, this is what we want to do. We want to honor the Lord in this victory. And we did that. One photographer didn't honor our wishes. He took a picture of it, but that picture went all over the internet, went all over, and it was really a great tribute to what that team had in mind of putting the Lord first, even at the Super Bowl. Every decision I make in life, I'm going to make it through the lens of Jesus Christ. I'm going to put him out there first, and my own feelings, my own thoughts, my own desires are going to be second. It's that simple. And if we do that, Christ promised that he would come into our lives. He'd be our head coach, and he'd guide us to that victory, that ultimate victory. I'm Tony Dungy, and I am second.
Set free.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and mercy came a-running. That's right, God's mercy, God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness through His Son, Jesus. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in today to Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address here at the radio ministry, and what a great testimony from Tony Dungy. What a great way of him clinging to his relationship with the Lord and wanting to honor Him in every aspect of his life, even when it wasn't popular. Thanks to IamSecond.com for that wonderful, wonderful interview. And here at Great News Radio, we are on the air because of friends like you. Consider sending in a gift today for the month of September. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.